49 years in the life of a nation is very important. But for us as Sierra Leoneans, taking into cognizance what has befell us in the past, we take it as a moment of sober reflection, to reflect on ourselves, to see as a nation where we have come from and where we are pursuing to go. So we rededicate ourselves as Sierra Leoneans to be able to put our shoulders together and help in the development of our country.
And Your Excellency, you said where Sierra Leone has come from. Do you think, given the war years, do you think Sierra Leone now is out of the woods?
When one thinks the 11 years of civil war, which was a situation of total anarchy, destruction, and loss of life, I would say we've come out of the woods. Now, as a nation, 49 years, we have had very good times, we have bad times. We've had periods of relative development, we have periods of degradation, periods of corruption, and periods of banditry. But we think as a nation we want to put most of those vices behind us. That is what is encapsulated in the president's agenda for change, that Sierra Leoneans, we hope to turn a new page and regard themselves as part of the development process. Nobody else can develop Sierra Leone for us. We've seen a lot of misery. But right now, I think we've seen light at the end of the tunnel. There has been some physical developments. We've seen developments in the provision of electricity. We've seen development in the provision of infrastructure, developments in the provision of roads and services, developments in the provision of health. Now, I'm sure you will have heard that tomorrow the president is going to make a landmark announcement whereby pregnant women, lactating women, and children from 5 years under will be entitled and will receive free medical attention from the health sector. It's a big achievement. It has taken the president quite a lot of time, energy, and the wherewithal to be able to put this program together. So we are hoping that this is just a start and that in the future we'll be able to provide health education for all the people of Sierra Leone.
Your Excellency, among the activities your embassy is having today, Tuesday, on Independence Day, is a symposium entitled Rise and Shine Sierra Leone for a Better Tomorrow. Can you tell us exactly what is this?
Well, Sierra Leone used to be the Athens of Africa. Sierra Leone used to be the repository of knowledge in Africa. Frobe College was a very significant institution in that area. And we chose that theme of the symposium to reflect this ideal that, yes, we were once a beacon of hope in Africa south of the Sahara. With hard work by everybody, every Sierra Leonean putting their energies together, we believe we'll be able to attain once more that status and that envy so that people of the world can know that, yes, this is a unique type of people who have a very rich history. So that is the theme of the symposium, and it reflects our determination to bounce back, to take our place in the world of nations.
Mr. Ambassador, what is the relationship between your embassy and Sierra Leone diaspora in the United States?
I personally, as the ambassador to the United States, I value the potential of the North American diaspora in the economic and social development of Sierra Leone. That is why, when I took over office in the United States, one of the first things I did was to develop a database of the Sierra Leone community. And I still urge Sierra Leoneans to please make sure that their names are on this database. There is a lot to benefit from it. The form is on our website, and that is the Embassy of Sierra Leone, United States, .net. And we are working even with the World Bank. We are one of the first countries in West Africa that has opened a diaspora office, which is directly linked with the State House. And that shows the importance that we put on the diaspora. Certainly for me, I have toured many areas in the States. I've met with many Sierra Leoneans. I just came back from Ohio yesterday. And it's not only developing a database, but it's to create the awareness among the diaspora population, among the diasporic population here, to let them know that they owe a duty to Mother Sierra Leone. Was it not for Sierra Leone, they would not be here. They should not turn their backs on Sierra Leone.